Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley with Brad Sturdy and Kedrick Prince as we are here post-game at the State Farm Center as people are trying to close this place down for the night, and we're still here talking. So you can see we are dedicated to our fans. So, Brad, we're looking at a game that went down to the last couple minutes. Give us some of your impressions on what happened tonight and kind of put it into context for us, because this wasn't your normal critter that was beaten tonight.
Yeah, you've got a Rio Grande Valley team that has a couple of, you know, athletic wins. Justin Johnson's a really good player, and it's been a problem for Illinois. They have struggled to guard wings. They continue to struggle to guard wings, especially when you have to put, you know, DeMonte Williams got in foul trouble trying to guard him, and so now you have guys who are really struggling to stay in front of people. They're closing out, leaving their feet. You know, we saw multiple occasions where Illinois players left their feet, and then the next thing you know, they're getting blown by. They're getting a foul with a shot fake. So defensively, it was a lot of discipline, poor discipline, not reading scouting reports. You had the Adewunmi kid who was Underwood joked in the postgame he hasn't dribbled with his left hand in like four games. And he got to the basket three times going to his right, once by Hawkins, once by Hutcherson, and that can't happen. That's just scouting. That's to paying attention to details. And this is a team that, especially tonight, when you take out Frazier and Curbelo and Grandison, three of the veteran guys, you've got a lot of guys who aren't, you didn't have to, you know, let's be honest, Coleman Hawkins didn't have to listen to scouting reports last year. Alfonso Plummer didn't have to play defense last year. You know, Austin Hutcherson didn't play the last 2 years. So, you know, you've got and even RJ Melendez and Luke Goody haven't ever played in college. So you've got a lot of guys who aren't experienced in these positions. I thought they got DeMonte was solid, did a good job with, eight assists, no turnovers. I thought, they got a really big boost actually from Benjamin Bosman's Verdonk off the bench with six assists. Just feeding the ball to Kofi, playing the power forward and feeding Kofi. Now he struggled a little bit defensively because, you know, it's hard for him to guard some of these guys, but he gave you enough on offense to kind of make up for that, even without scoring.
Yeah, and DeMonte came through as well with a very unusual stat line of eight assists and basically six rebounds. And so, you know, it was a very interesting game with him with only 4 points, but comes up with the key basket down the stretch. Kedrick, what did you see tonight? What stood out to you?
What stood out to me this evening was the fact that Illinois grinded out a win. You know, I think people right now, I think the fans are stressed a little bit, and I think the coaching staff is stressed a little bit, but I know they're being confident, if that makes any sense, because you know what, if you look at all the upsets in college basketball this last week and a half, you know, there's been tons of those, and these teams are getting better. You know, because Illinois didn't beat them by 50, I think people are frustrated thinking that they're not as good. Let's put this in perspective. You know, they haven't had a full roster. They haven't had a full week of a full roster to practice, you know, since the start of the season. And that matters. This is the second game where Trent Frazier and Andre Curbelo did not play. And both of those guys had to play point guard. And I don't think that's, you know, well, DeMonte did it and Coleman Hawkins did it. When you lose, you know, your floor leader or your general, it makes a difference. Kind of like, you know, if you're a football fan and you lose a starting quarterback, it makes a huge difference. So to me, they got it out of the win, and it was, you know, let's not take Kofi for granted. So many people take what he's done for granted. If you look at what he did in Cincinnati against Kansas State, Kofi has been dominant on the glass. He has gotten better. His footwork around the basket is so quick. I like the offense that they run around him. He's tough to guard. I don't care whether it be Arizona or Michigan with size. If they keep running sets like that and the Plummer keeps making shots, you got to pick your poison. At some point, Trent's going to get on fire. You know, Curbelo's game is picking up a little bit. I don't think it's a recipe to panic. I mean, you won 94-85, high scoring game. I don't think the defense was as bad as everybody said it was. They just made shots. You had two guys, you know, one with 28, you know, Johnson, and Nelson had 23. When the game was over, Coach Underwood told those guys, I heard him say, that was a great performance, and he wished those guys good luck because they're really good basketball players.
Yeah, and Kofi actually said in his postgame comments that Johnson, you know, had a future in the NBA. And, of course, Kofi had a relatively pedestrian 38 points and 10 rebounds. I mean, that's an incredible game. The other thing that Coach Underwood said that kind of resonated was just, you know, Podzimski would have played more, but he hasn't been out of bed for 2 days. There is a flu going through the team. Obviously, Jacob Grandison wasn't here, so he has his own challenges with being ill with the flu. And then you have Curbelo with his tight neck after the concussion, and then you have the leg injury to Mr. Frazier. And for any of you who've ever tried to coach basketball, even at the lowest levels, when you start having 4-on-4 drills and that's supposed to substitute for playing against another team and going 5-on-5, that's when things get a little wonky when you get to game night. So we're going to wrap this up real quick with some last minute thoughts. We're going to start off. We're going to have Brad wrap up, then we'll have Ked wrap up, and then we'll get this thing up for people to listen to. Brad?
Yeah, the Illini, I mean, the biggest key, they have to get healthy before they, if they're going to be successful going down the stretch. You know, we can talk all we want about, you know, this guy or that guy, and the reality is they're going to get better with practice. The younger players are going to get more experience. They're going to get better. But they have to get healthy. I mean, you have no point guards out there, and you need Andre Curbelo, you need Trent Frazier, you need Jacob Grandison. You need that steadying influence that he brings. And although Grandison struggled defensively early in the year last year, he became a much better defender. And this year, you know, you can see they miss him out on the floor playing defense. So that's what experience gives you. So this is you know, at the end of the day, college basketball has been really wonky this first 3 weeks. So win the game. You know, you play to win the game. Win the game, move on, be happy with that win. Doesn't mean there aren't things you need to work on, but you're going to get, like, in the course of a season, you're probably going to get 5 games where you're clicking on all cylinders all night, and you're playing really well and you're clicking. Do you want it to be against UT Rio Grande Valley, or do you want it to be against Michigan or Purdue later in the season? I know what I'd choose.
Over to Kedrick.
Well, the one thing I like, and Coach Underwood didn't say it tonight, but he did, you know, in his press conference this week. Let's look at it like this. His teams get better late in the season, and he's 100% right. If fans remember last year when they played Ohio at home, when they were single-handedly just being dominated by one player, and the team got better, and they ended up winning more Big Ten games than they ever had, than in school history. So don't panic. His team will get better. There's too much talent. And it's nice to be able to have the depth that we've all talked about. We've talked about how good this team is, and with the injuries, they found a way to win. You know, so instead of being the negative Nelly, look at the depth of this team. You saw some good upside with Luke Goody. As Mike mentioned, those injuries are huge. If you're a gearhead and if you know anything about cars, if you take the oil out of a car or the transmission fluid out of a car, you'll be able to get down the road for a little bit, and then you're going to sputter, and then it's going to quit. So in order to make that car run, you know, the way you need it to run, you need it to be full. And that's what I mean by having a full roster. It's not there yet, but it's not time to panic either.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Ked's putting on his 10-gallon hat. I think we're going to have a recruiting roundup here, folks, a special edition. So, Ked, there was quite a bit of action going on here at the State Farm Center. Why don't you give everybody an update so that they get to hear?
Well, if you don't subscribe to IlliniGuys.com, I'm going to give you some advice. The next 2 days, you really should, because what Brian and I have from a recruiting standpoint is great. As I use my favorite word that one of our owners love, Larry, it's amazing. There's some football recruits who'll be there tomorrow. Jeremy Fitz Jr. was here tonight, showed up. And also, there's a big man that we're not allowed to talk about yet, but, you know, it seems pretty positive that Illinois is going to have some good news coming up here real soon. The cupboard is just reloading. It's not going to be bare. So, and you're going to get this information from IlliniGuys.com. And I'm not one of those guys about hearing it first, but you did hear it first, and you will hear it first from Brad and Ked.
Thank you very much. So this is Mike Kegley going to wrap up a couple things. One is listen to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular, which is on 25 stations throughout the state of Illinois, along with key places like the Quad Cities, St. Louis, and other places along the border. But we also want you to be aware of that. go to the radio tab on IlliniGuys.com to see what station and what time we're on, so you can listen to that. And of course, we have a Black Friday special. Subscribe to IlliniGuys.com, get a free Illini Guys sweatshirt. It is a cool looking sweatshirt. We'd love to see a lot of people sporting that. And of course, that's just another additional value besides what you pay for the site. So we would encourage you to take a look at that. You still have a 7-day free trial. This would be an excellent time to take advantage of that. And finally, listen for Eye on the Illini, listen for Sturdy for 30, and listen for Ked's Recruiting Roundup. We have three podcasts in the Illini Guys family, and you definitely do not want to miss any of them. Thank you so much, and have